flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're about to get back into a time machine, all the way back to 1985. Why? Because I just found out my friend Chrissy Ott from Fleming Middle School in Houston's Fifth Ward is in town. She just DM'd me and was like, Shaletta, I'm in Minneapolis. I know you're busy, but I would love to see you. I was like, see me? Girl, you're about to be on my radio show. What's going on, Chrissy?
Hello, Shaletta. Oh, my God.
Hey.
So good to hear your voice. How are you, girl?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I just am cracking up that this is what you do, man. You just, like, call your friend up, and then next thing you know, you're live on her radio show.
That's how life be. That's how life be. I was just posting on social media. I was like, oh my God, Chrissy's in town. She is like the best ballet dancer I have ever seen in my life. I've never seen anybody more graceful. I remember us being in middle school. We were in like 7th, 8th grade. And girl, the rest of us would just look with our mouths open. We'd never seen anything like that, girl. We were all like 2 left feet, 2 left arms, breaking the elbow.
No,
it was like you were just the gold
dancer.
Standard. Oh, girl, I miss you so much. Girl, how are you doing?
I am so good. I mean, ups, downs, all arounds, but it's just beautiful to get to be in touch with you. I'm
here
right now of this piece with Miss Hafling, and we were in like blue shiny tights, and we were in white leotards, and we were the waves, girl. We were the waves, the foam on the waves. And I still have these printed out 4x6 pictures of you with your arms all out. I need to post this. I'm going to go ahead and find this when I get home. Look for it. Throwback Thursday,
okay.
Here we come.
Okay, what are you doing in Minneapolis? What you doing in my town?
You know, I'm in Minneapolis to visit my very good friends, the Birchhills, who are Australian originally, and we met in Portland, Oregon on the MAX, which is our public transport, and we just, like, went to coffee and have become fast friends for the last 15 years. Like, they're some of my best friends, and they live here now. And every once in a while, we come up to visit. And I was like, oh, I need to reach out to Shaletta next time. And here we are.
Yes. Okay. So now I have to meet you and then meet your friends. And your friends have to become my friends. And so we all just, we can all take public transportation together. But you have just always been that, like, person. Like, you will meet somebody and all of a sudden they just become, like, your brand new best friend. You were just always so amazing and so kind. And that is just who you are. And
I think it takes one to know one, Shaletta. I mean,
girl,
you have been this beam of light all that time.
Girl, I know. People be thinking I'm faking. They're like, she not like this all the time. Yeah,
no.
This is.
Ever since she was sitting behind me in Mr. Powell's. No, wait, you were in front of me.
I was in front of you. Okay. I was in front of you. You were behind me.
But you were in front of me and Charletta was behind me.
Yep, because it was Charletta and Charletta. See, she was CH, I was SH. And so that's I remember right. being behind in front of you because I would look back on your paper for answers. So I know for sure because I was never
also,
really good at math.
You were Michael Jackson and she was Prince. And I was
yes.
Diana in the middle.
Yes, I remember that because I was the Michael Jackson fan. And girl, we were beefing like it was like real tense. It was like real tight because we were ready to kill each other, girl, back then, girl. Because it was like, girl, that East Coast, West Coast, they have nothing on the Michael Jackson versus the Prince fans because we were ready to do each other harm. And then Duran was just really cool and peaceful.
Yeah.
Girl, but I pray every day, and this is like a joke, I pray every day that my daughter has friends like you. People in her life who are good to her, who are kind to her, who are loving to her, because, you know, and this is the thing that we were friends in middle school and we still cool, you know, and middle school
That's
is a
right.
tough time. Middle school is a tough time, especially for girls. And to be able to have a
right.
friend from middle school, that's 40 years of love.
That
we
is
can
unique.
Go all the
it
way
is.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and when I
yeah.
see Tanya and I see Sunshine, I see Charletta on social media, I'm like, those are my people still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of love from that time.
It's yeah.
unusual.
It was.
We are,
okay,
we
so
are very blessed to think about that.
You got to tell me, how did that happen? Because we are all different ethnicities. We are all different races. We came from so many different backgrounds. Some of us were from families who had a little piece of money. Some of us were in Section 8 housing. Some of us didn't have a house. Some of us were sleeping in the car, literally, moving from place to place because, we were just in that situation. But somehow, girl, we pressed past all that. What is with that? Is it just love? I never was able to put my finger on it.
You know, part of it probably was how different everybody was. We were just like, yeah, and we're kids in this here language arts classroom with Mr. Gary Powell up in here, please. I mean, let's just say for a minute, Mr. Powell, love. So much love,
yeah.
Mr. Powell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Special man. Such special
yeah.
man. So there was a lot of love and stuff around us, but also we had to also survive that school. There was some
yes.
survival and some
yes,
love.
Yes,
okay.
yes, yes.
There was
yes.
some of both. We had a little bit of like, you know, in the foxhole together, but also
yeah.
we go and like express ourselves with that incredible art class they had. Oh, they had some great arts in that fine arts school in
you know what?
Fifth Ward.
I said the other day, you know, now you got to pay for the instrument. You've got to get the lessons outside of school. And for parents who don't have a car or don't have the money to rent the instrument or buy it, these kids don't have art, girl. And you know, when you go all the way back, the lowest common denominator is we're talking about dance. We're talking about language arts. We're talking about playing the violin. We had that art all around us. And I really believe that, you know, that takes some of the stigma, the frustration, the differences away, because it doesn't matter where you're going at the end of the day, if you can all come together for something that's shared. And when you start taking art out of the school and you start taking music and dance and fine arts out of the school, girl, what else we gonna do? We gonna fight, we gonna cut up, we gonna cuss, we gonna act a whole fool because we don't have to get to practice. We were so busy. Look, we didn't have time to cut up because
mortar,
we were busy.
You know?
But
it's like removing the mortar from between the bricks. They're just gonna crumble.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get art back in school. And I got to get back to my show, girl. I'm so glad you came and hung out with me.
Oh.
Okay. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to call you so we can meet somewhere because I got to hug
call
your
me.
Neck. We got to take some pictures, get it on the gram, and let everybody
yes.
know we hiking out again after 40 something years.
I love it. I love it. We're about to have lunch at Brasa. You meet us over here. We'll see you soon, girl. What time you
okay, girl. Girl, you know what? I think I'm going to get off early. Let me see. You know what? I think I'm going to call in sick. I don't feel good. I feel like I need to go to Brasa. My doctor has prescribed me some Brasa, and the Brasa will help me to feel better. Yes, Dr. Christie says Brasa.
I love
you too, girl. All right. Okay, thank
you.
All right, bye.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.